Siyabonga Chris. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 13, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and this evening we are looking at the problem of drug abuse, especially by youths in Zimbabwe.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, if you want to join us live on air, you can call in. And that number is 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name, your number, and we will call you right back.
And of course, we are streaming live on Facebook and on our websites. That's at www.voandebele.com. www.voazimbabwe.com, as well as on www.voashona.com.
Anti-drug abuse campaigners say they are worried about the rising use of illegal and at times dangerous drugs by youths in Zimbabwe. With diminished chances of getting employment, many have turned to drugs such as marijuana, bronco, and nyaope for solace. But campaigners are warning young people to stay away from drugs as they can ruin their lives or simply kill them.
Examples of people, especially celebrities, who have died of drug abuse or substance addiction are just too many. Remember the legendary Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Amy Winehouse? They all died of drug abuse-related complications. Amazing lives are gone too early and lost unnecessarily. And we don't want any of that happening to our young people. That is why we are having this forum today.
Mm-hmm. And Ntunga, as you mentioned there, those are very notable people. But as we know, day by day, young people in Zimbabwe, young people throughout the diaspora, even here in the United States, are very having a hard time dealing with this issue of drug use, drug abuse, which is ruining families, communities, and the lives of many young people.
Indeed, litshona njani makhaya kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo namhlanje sikhangela udaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Kunengi abakubhemayo lapha okugoqela ombanje, oglue, obronco, labo nyawobhe kuthiwa kuyahlanganiswa ama-ARVs lokunye okuchiyechiyeneyo. Uthola umuntu sedakiwe mani sengasazazi lebizo lakhe ukuthi ungumuntu, inyamazana, uyintobani. Okuyinto-ke engalunganga elakho ukubulala umuntu kumbe ukuphazamisa impilo yakhe. Ngichilo baningi abantu asebebulewe ukusebenzisa izidakamizwa, abantu abafana laba hlabeleli abaludumo, Whitney Houston, labo Michael Jackson. Ngakho asifuni ukubona abasakhulayo, intsha yalamhlanje, ilahlekelwa yimpilo ngaleyo ndlela. Vaterere nyaya rimudariro nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka. Mazuva ano vechidiki vanonwa doro zvakapfurikisa mwero, iyo atingati ialcoholism. Vamwe vanoshandisa madrugs akaita sana bronco, vana nyaope, nezvimwe zvinodhaka zvakawanda wanda, iyo inova nyaya yatisingakurudziri, nekuti munhu anogona kuurawa nemadrugs aya. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. And joining us today, tonight, because we are addressing a Zimbabwean audience where it's already night. We are joined by someone who knows a lot about drug abuse, not because she's been there, but because we assigned her to look into that topic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our colleague, Chichi Chiwoniso Jani. Good evening, Chichi.
Hey, good evening, Tinga. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. We are happy to have you on.
Happy to be here.
So what did you find out about, regular drugs that young people are partaking in Zimbabwe?
Apparently, it seems that there are so many young people who are taking drugs, and it's growing every year. And there are many schools right now and communities that are fighting against this drug abuse in communities. So you find out, for example, we have several drugs out there. For one, we have marijuana, known as mbanje. So you find out wechidiki warukushandisa mbanje yakawanda. You know, it's a leaf that you can grow. In many countries right now, they're legalizing it, but it's a danger to the young people in our communities. Secondly, you find out there is bronco. You know, zikanwa ne wadiki uchiti bronkla. So you find out it's a cough syrup that they actually buy off the counter. In terms of ranges, you find it's about $3-$5 in Zimbabwe. But in South Africa, it's about $15 and 50 rands. So you find out with wachidiki wanoshandisa wachimixa ne jimwe kuti idakise. So it's really something that's growing in the communities. And then you find out kumapatu kune chinenzi Z. So chidakwa futi, it's something that people drink in terms of alcohol. The young people have become familiar with it. So it's another alcohol abuse that they're trying to get help with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Bronco Yaneza, I remember I was in Zimbabwe in December, and you know me being me, I was chilling in a park with with my friend Albert. We are parked there, then Gwabuya Bafana Laba Abimchova, you know. They parked their car there, they started doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Vakipa something, you know, and they were doing their thing. I was like, what are they doing? And, you know, we approached them and they kind of freaked out. But, you know, we're like, no, we're not cops. You know, we just want to see what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Babi Sinza, Babi Mbeguyana, Togumbe, you know, they were doing bronco. And I was like, wow, this stuff is real. They're really
real.
Doing it.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things as we go through this program this evening. We'll see that a lot of these issues, as much as they're taboo, they're no longer taboo. People are doing the drugs. There are so many communities of young people that we're hearing that have turned to these drugs. But Ntunga, I think one of our guests is on the line. But Tinema comments are we up on Facebook. We have Wamanda who says, something must be done before we lose the whole generation. Educate our youth on the dangers, catch them young. Better still, parents should monitor their children. There's Kudakwashi who says, frustration and confusion is affecting the youth. The future is unknown. Politics has killed all hope. And our WhatsApp you're doing, of course, we're hoping that you guys will send us your messages on our WhatsApp. We'll read them as we go throughout the show. There's Biggie who says, youth are left without absolutely nothing to do and little cash. And the little cash they get is used on drugs, which is used to opiate them. Big deal there.
Indeed. And joining us now from Zimbabwe on the line is Vakizanani Dube of the organization Active Youth Zimbabwe. That's an organization that's really in the forefront fighting against drug abuse. We also have social commentator, Reverend Useni Spanda. Good evening, Ms. Reverend Spanda and Mr. Dube.
Good evening. How are you to our listeners?
We are doing good here, and I'm sure the listeners are doing good as well.
Mm-hmm. I will start off with you, Reverend Sibanda. You know, getting right into it, it's not a secret that the drug issue in Zimbabwe has become very, very stark and a big deal. What are the churches doing to deal with this issue? Where do the churches come in assisting to fix this problem?
Well, a lot of our youth are actually located within churches. And most of our church groups have got programs that try to occupy the youth with other alternative means of entertainment, with alternative platforms and spaces where they could engage with each other in a safer environment without promoting the use of drugs. And also we try to give them teachings where they realize the bad effects that the use of drugs will have on their lives and that the drugs would actually destroy them.
Umfundisi siqhubeke lawe khonapho singakayi kudube siyazi likela abalemizamo kobulawayo lapho belimambisana khona labazali le nhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo ukuze likhulumisane labantwana ngodaba lwamaphathi la ukuthiwa ngamavuzu lapho okwenziwa khona iSodom leGomora lapha benza khona into zocansi nje ezingaqondanga besenza lama drugs. Ihambe njani leyo mizamo, lingaphi manje?
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Imizamo le sesiyenzile okwesikhathi engathi eside ngenxa yokuthi besihlanganelana lezikolo njalo sihlanganelane lamapholisa sihlanganelane njalo lenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ikakhulu ebezikhangela ukuvimbela ukuqhubeka kwegcikwane le-HIV AIDS. Sokusizile kakhulu ukuthi abatsha bebe lolwazi elokuthi ukusebenzisa lokho okudakayo yinto ekwanisa ukuthi ingabhidlisa impilo yomuntu. Njalo ngathi nxa sikhangela ukuthi imizamo le isiyenzeni engingakutsho ukuthi yinto elokhu iqhubekela phambili, kodwa engikwaziyo ukuthi siyathola ubufakazi kakhulu emapholiseni lasezikolweni ukuba baningi abatsha abasizakalayo ngenhlelo lezi esiyabe thina sizenza.
Qhubeka ubambile khonapho mfundisi, sizaphenduka
ko.
Let's come to you, Baki Zanani, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. As Active Youth Zimbabwe, what are you doing on the ground to combat this issue?
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity. As Active Youth Zimbabwe, there are a lot of activities that we are currently engaged in with regards to trying to conscientize youth on pushing a drug-free life. You are going to realize that going back to the 21st of July, we organized an event called World Drug Day, where we managed to bring together people from several schools in a bid to enlighten them on how dangerous it is to engage in drug abuse. You are going to realize that a lot of people from several secondary schools and high schools around Dawayo here, for example, Gipot and other schools related like that, you're going to realize that they were performing poems and speeches so that they, as the youth, could share information with one another on how best to take life in a drug-free manner. And currently also, we partner with the CIED, the drug section, the CID, which fights a drug. You are going to realize that we assist each other a lot because each time we have events, we invite them and then they explain how dangerous it is and also the consequences of whoever is caught abusing drugs. But I would like to even applaud them because instead of frightening people, they take it from a grassroots level. In a bit, they explain rather than frighten people. So in the end, you're going to realize that human beings get it better when it is explained in detail to them, other than being frightened. And that is a very good job as CID anti-drug partners with us.
Ibuphi dube ububi obungehlela umuntu osebenzisa izidakamizwa?
Uzananzelela uthi umuntu osebenzisa izidakamizwa usengozini ezimbalwa engifisa ukuzibalisa ke namhlanje yilapha. Uzananzelela ukuthi okokuqala, nxa usudakiwe ikakhulu ukuziphatha kwakho kusuka ke kube
Unfortunately, we've lost Vagizanani Dube there of the organization Active Youth Zimbabwe, but we'll be reconnecting with him shortly.
Mm-hmm. And Chichi, back to you. Of course, there's so many different drugs that you know, are on the market that young people are using. There's one of them, Inonzi Maragada. Which is the mixture of mbanje or marijuana with a psychosis medicine. So this medicine is for those patients who have mental health issues, psychoactive issues, and you know, these drugs are being taken and they're used to, I guess, what you call lace. Did you read anything about that? What did you see about those kind of drugs or the use of mental health drugs to enhance, you know, to be used illicitly?
I mean, something that unfortunately, no, I haven't, but you find out there are many other drugs along those sides, and you find out when people go into such drug habits, they need to then seek rehab. Because the benefits of rehab, you find out, for example, it helps them to calm down. Many of the youths right now, the young people, they are finding themselves in situations where they're trying to cope with the hardship of Zimbabwe. And they're finding themselves in very difficult situations. So the thing with rehabs, although right now it's a bit, not as costly. So you find out with young people right now, with what's happening with the medical health system, they're not having that access. So with young people right now in Zimbabwe, I would recommend that as much as Valkutenga, Wachitenga, there must be community-based projects that can help them and assist them in combating these drugs that are being given to them on the streets and being made for free.
Timbo Veringa, tsamba za ma comments anyorwa neva tereri pa page redu re Facebook re VOA Shona. Steven Ruwaya arikuti tikatarisa vakawanda vanoshandisa izvi havana mabasa havashandi, saka zvinokonzera izvi kushayikwa kwemabasa munyika. Vanoshora vakaungana pasina zvekuita. Joseph Makuyana ari kutiwo kushaya mabasa wena and thanks kuda kuno ku South Africa inodzidzisa vechidiki yapedza yovatsvagira mabasa. Saka Joseph ari kuti ku South Africa vechidiki vane pane ma rehab programs. Then kana munhu aenda through program yeya anotsvagirwa basa, which is a good thing. Tawanda pagiwa ari kuti kusamira zvakanaka kwenyika marova akawandisa munyika. Saka it goes back to what we were saying earlier, that when young people, it's not justification, but when you have a bunch of idle people, you know, vanogara, who spend the whole day vakangogara pama road, pasina zvavari kuita, zvinotinetsei. Timbotora vatereri vedu kuna mkoma Calvin kuBulawayo. Mkoma Calvin Magadi.
Tiripo magadini
ya uwe mwriyo. Aiwa, tinofara. Mapinda mchirongwa.
Alright.
Mkoma Calvin, kana iri nyaya kusashanda, iri nyaya kushaikwa kwemari nemabasa, mari yakutenga madrugs acho vari kuiwana kupi? Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Calvin kubulawa yoko.
Calvin there. Interesting input, of course, Ataura, the issue of peer pressure, which sees a lot of young people finding their way towards some of these social ills. But I liked your question about, you know, where do they get the money to be able to pay for the drugs? Because obviously, drugs are not free. They cost money. But I think statistically, we know that for a lot of drug abusers or those who are addicted, they find ways to make money. So as Calvin said, if you work for one day and you make your $5, you spend that $5 to get your drugs rather than on anything else. Hey, we have another caller in Chunga, Enoch Kuarare. How are you? Hello, Mkoma Enoch Muripoere. All right, I think we lost that call on Tunga.
Mfundisi Sibanda, ukhona ecingwe?
Yeah, ngikhona ba.
Alubana umuntu ethewa ikakhulu abantwana besikolo you know kubo A-level O-level yibo elisebenza labo kakhulu abatshona begijima ngamavuzu lapha besenza into ezingaqondakaliyo alubana umntwana wesikolo kumbo sakulayo njengoba sikhuluma nje ethewa wathatheka ngezidakamizwa impilo yakhe isuke iphambaniseke njani?
Udubo luba khona ngiyathokozelela umbuzo lowuzo ukuthi kanti vele imali bona bayithatha kuphi
ukuthenga konke lokhu okokuqala siyananzelela ukuthi laba bangamajaha isikhathi esiningi uyagcina engxenye umuntu esetshontshe sesibalisela kumbe ecine esetshenziswa ngabantu laba ababemnika ke lokho okudakayo ukwenzela ukuthi abe sesenza-ke okunye okubi yikho sicina sibabona sebengena emajele engxenye kubule womuntu enxa kungena emajele ukuthi bagqikeze izindlu ikanti laba ikanti la amantombazana kuba lo dubo lokuthi sebeyangena ukuthi sebesime emgwaqweni ke sebezithengisa imizimba ukwenzela ukuthi bathole imali lapha nilandelela ukuphendula umbuzo wakho ukuthi manje basizakala kanjani nxa sokunjalo impilo yomuntu iyabe isibhidlikile esikolweni kuyabe sokunzima ukuthi engxenye kwesinye isikhathi umuntu aqhubekele phambili ngenxa yokuthi izikolo eziningi zingafumani ukuthi umntwana ubesenza khonokho isikhathi esiningi ugcine exotshiwe impilo yomuntu iyahle ibhidlike ngakho kuyadingakala isikhathi esiningi thina siyacebisa abafundi sinjalo siyabancedisa ukuthi becebise kanjani besize kanjani abantwana labo ukuthi umuntu agcine ephumile kulokho okuyabe sokumbophile okumenza ukuthi aqhubekele phambili ezibhidlisa ezidilisa impilo yakhe njalo isikhathi esiningi ngibona ngani kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi kubalaleli ngenxa yokuthi ngokuyabe kulabanye abalaleleyo engxenye umuntu usengenile enkingeni le kumbula omntwana osengenile ukuthi into eqakathekileyo ukuthi kwezinye isikhathi kuyadingakala ukuthi usithandele umuntu oseyenza into leyo njalo sizama ukumncedisa ukuthi engaqhubekeli phambili ekwenza and okunye kuyamele sidinga ukuthi abangani bakhe yibaphi kuyini okuqalisa okumngenise enkingeni le ekuqaliseni ukuthi isisekelo sakhona isiphi esimfuqe umuntu ukuthi azagcine ekhetha into enje njalo kanti kuyamele singananzelela ukuthi abaningi sebelabazali abangaphandle kwelizwe bayaphiwa imali ikakhulu abazali umama lo baba bayasebenza e-England kumbe bayasebenza khona ngapha eMelika bethumeza imali ngapha emntwaneni ugcine ekucinene umntwana lowo esehugwa ngabanye abangani bakhe ukuthi beyethenga lezi zinto ngolunye udubo lusuka lube khona.
Aha, ndi Referend Hussein Spanda vari kutaurayo kuti mazuano vabereki vakawanda vari panze kwenyika saka vanenge vachitumira mari kuvana vavo kuZimbabwe vachiti mwanangu tenga mpatya dzekupfeka tenga chikafu asi mwana otora mari iyaya onotenga mavhuzu anonzi machima mavhuzu mapatis acho echinotenga mabronco nana nyaope and you know all kinds of drugs
and issue yakambouya pa program edu where we spoke about those mapatis akadaro where the parental guidance or the parental structure is no longer there so you have these young people whose parents are in the diaspora and they're sending money home but there's no accountability kuti mwanakuite ine mari yacho. If you're being sent a lot of money as a young kid with nothing to do with it then sometimes you might find your way.
Indeed, here in America we are experiencing an epidemic, a heroin epidemic that's killing many Americans. As we speak, the issue of drug abuse is actually front and center in the U.S. Presidential election. But before we delve into that, Ms. T, Ms. T.
We have Enoch back on the line. He's in Harare. Enoch, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead. Give us your take on this issue of drug abuse in Zimbabwe.
Okay. On the issue of drug abuse in Zimbabwe, the first thing I think is I'm not a victim of drug abuse, though, but I think peer pressure is one of the factors that contribute to the increase in drug abuse in Zimbabwe. Because you'd find that the kind of people you associate with or the people you are connected to somehow have any influence. So you find your friends are into drugs and then you say, I want to try this. And you think it's true, then it becomes a habit. Then for the issue of money, for the friends, some friends are well enough and they are the ones that that we support that by the drugs. Then the other issue is the current economic situation. You know, the unemployment rate, they increase the unemployment rate. It's one of the issues. You find you are stressed. You're trying to make ends meet. Maybe say I want to start a little business, but you end up abusing drugs because you want to get out of that of the stress. And some other things. The other thing is because the parents may say they may neglect you. So because of that, you end up doing also for things.
Mm-hmm. But how do you think? Are you a youth yourself?
Yes, I'm youth. I'm 21.
So how do you think this issue should be taken care of? What makes you different from my peers, where you decided not to do or engage in drugs, but maybe your peers are doing so? What should be done to have more young people like yourself?
Okay, like I'm from a Christian background, mm-hmm. So mostly in services, youth services, you are always taught to do good things, and the kind of people I associate with they are also Christian. So I think it's some of the things that have controlled me. Otherwise, if I was to have friends who are into, I think I was gonna be a victim. But because of that, I'm a Christian. It controls me. It controls me being going to who are into religion.
Mm-hmm.
I was not and Mkoma Enoch.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much.
And kudos there to Enoch because Ganadine Shamari Zangu Zichichka Twina. Does it mean good in anyone that found a good Twina because of peer pressure? It doesn't make sense, does
but
it?
But issue actually will come to you, Chichi. Issue of peer pressure is a big deal. You know, unfortunately, not every young person has the strength or ability to say, okay, I know this is bad, I shouldn't do that. But some people end up doing it even if they know that this is something they shouldn't be doing. I don't know if you want to chime in there, Chichi.
You find out, for me, I think certain things should be introduced, innovative ideas should be introduced to help these young people come out of this drug abuse. So, for example, you find that right now we find out young people, they have social media, they're on Facebook. But what can they do to attract the young people? If they're talking about peer pressure, like you have just mentioned, what else can they use to in terms of social media, how they can be effective? And many young people right now, that is the trend that they are using. So right now you find out in South Africa and in other states, even here in Zimbabwe, the initiatives that are being done to curb against drug abuse. You find there's the Let Drugs, hashtag Drugs Must Fall, and all these other communities that are being done by CADASA, which are celebrating a year now, anniversary of coming into the schools. So what can be done about that?
Mm-hmm. Thanks there, Chichi. Let's look at some comments that are on our live stream. There's Hannah McCormick who's saying, this is such an important topic. Thank you for bringing the attention of the nation. They're saying our topic that we're talking about today. There's also Caleb who says, I think most youth are engaging in drugs because they lack guidance on how to handle adolescents. Also, due to the economic meltdown, unemployment, and many other reasons. Sydney, who's saying, my suggestion is that ZRP community leaders, etc., should work hard to fight against the issue of drugs, I think, which brings us to Reverend Sibanda, who was part of that coalition working on those issues.
Indeed, but before we go to him, mm-hmm. We have Vaki Zanani Dube back on the line. Dube, sigesa kuluma ngendaba yezidakamizwa ezisetshenziswa kakhulu. Khona ngapho eZimbabwe akusiqambele zona
uza nanzelela ukuthi isidakamizwa sokuqala ke ilesana ukuthi abathi ingoma ibronco okwesi esibili ke uzananzelela ukuthi abanengi bayathanda ukubhema iglue laloba nje ukuyibhema kwayo ingani vamile kakhulu kulabo kulabo abahlala e-street nesingathi thina ngama street kids ngoba esikhathini ngangibabone nje bethanda ukuyibhema beyibhemele emaphepheni ke awelakto kumbe aweshimombe engingakwazi lokuthi bayabe wathethe ngaphimbe babe wadobhe emabhimbi endeni leyinye nje engani iyabuya nje kulisti ngiza uzananzelela ukuthi ile abayibiza bethi izolo imbali.
Aha. Ama drugs afana labo cocaine ahlupileyo ngapha eMelika labo heroin aliwaboni ini kona ngapha?
Lawo ke ngapha kulele lakithi ebengakafiki kangako ngingazi kumbe bengabe bekhona abanye abachayela ngasese kodwa ke ku public domain akakaveli lawo cocaine labo heroin.
That's Bagizanani there saying kuti anzi ana heroin ana you know cocaine. You know, they haven't seen much of those in Zimbabwe, but you know, he's not a user, he's fighting against that. So maybe there are users out there abawasebenzisayo banowashandisa. And before we go to Reverend Spanda again, Miss Chi, timbo taura nenya ye heroin ya neza zvikuru muno mu America. It's an epidemic. Vanhu vakawanda ma Americans vari kufa zuva nezuva vachiurawa ne drug iri. Ichi chiri kuitika?
Unoona kuti muno mu America it's easily accessible. Wamwanoiona pama street inotengeswa kune vechidiki, and then you find out the young people are they say it's a high, they say it makes you get delusional, so they say that heroin it makes you feel good, so you find that many young people are attracted to it, and they say it makes young people kuti vakanganwe namo ameno kuti namo inogona kukanganikwa here, but you find that the young people are taking it excessively. But now you also find out it has very many side effects. You suffer from hallucination, kutanga kuona senge kuona zvinhu zvirikukutyisa zvinhu zvirikukudzinga and everything like that. Secondly, it also gives long-term mental illness. That means zvakutoku affecta kuchikoro, zvakutoku affecta hutano, and also in terms of decision making mupenyu. So you find out heroin in America is something very big, but they are trying their best, like kuti vanotosungisa vanhu vanotobatwa ne heroin for many, many years. Saka ndizvo zvo ndikani.
That's a big problem, really, in places like Chicago. And I was listening to a podcast on NPR recently. It's called Embedded. I think you guys, if you haven't listened to it, you should look for it. It's called Embedded. So this girl, the host, I've forgotten her name. She goes to Chicago and do this heroin thing, and it's just amazing. You should look that up and listen.
Yeah, it's a very big deal, Kunuko states. And I think what's been happening, some of you guys saw the picture of the mother and father who overdosed on heroin, actually, while they were sitting in their car. And in the back seat was Mwanawawa, their young child, who...
4 years old.
Yes, and the police ended up showing up. And, you know, the parents were overdosed and the child was sitting in the back. So I think it's one of those things where...
That was crazy. The husband was, he had passed out. He was like this.
Yes,
and I hope the cameras can get a
as you give us a live close up. Yeah,
you know, the husband was like. Then the wife was in the same posture, and they looked like they were dead.
And it's a big deal because the police of that city here in the United States decided to say, you know what, we're going to release this picture to show what effects that heroin is having on communities here in the States. But similar issues...
I made the cameras, they didn't get a close-up of my...
I think we'll ask them. But let's read this quick comment. Yeah, we have our WhatsApp. This is from Gift Banda in Haberon. He says that the people end up engaging in drug abuses because of unemployment. They are doing this to reduce stress. Just imagine if a university graduate is not employed. It's obvious he or she will turn to drug abuse so that he or she reduces the stress of thinking the time and the money they have spent on this degree, but ending up selling airtime. Some, if they don't take drugs, may end up committing suicide because of overthinking. Also, the police officers are the ones who are abusing drugs because they say they're above the law while people are watching and following suit. Interesting take there from Gift on the issue of the police. But the issue of suicide in Tunga, we have noted that that is something that's also happening in the community in Zimbabwe, where you're seeing an increase in suicides amongst Zimbabweans, also affected there is youth.
Yebo kunjalo, Miss T. Sithathe umlaleli lapha, Mkoma Maika. Magadi Mkoma wangu. Hello, Mkoma Mike.
Mike, hello.
Eh, Magadi Mkoma.
Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Hello. G.
Aha, mapinda muchirongwa mukoma. Mapinda muchirongwa taurai. Saka zviri nani kuti vasawana mabasa vagare vasina mari.
Ah, hatiri kuti vagare vasina mari. Mabasa chimana vedu pati. Hatizvakaijiro kuti didi tingavatiurisi kuti vashe zvinodhaka. Titsvagire kuti vashe zvinodhaka toita sei, vashe.
Saka toita sei.
Ndaiona kuti kuda kusungwa kuri nani.
Vari kusungwa kamapurisa ari kuti gore rapfuura vakasunga vanhu vanodarika 5,000 nenyaya yemaillegal drugs. Asi vari kungoramba vachiita madrugs acho. Foni yenyu iri ku. Aiwa, foni yenyu iri kunetsa Mukoma Mike, asi aiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa. Okay, that's Mike. Hanzi chero vakaona mabasa vanava mari kana yawandisa kushandisa madrugs kwacho kucha vachawedzerawo bhozi mari yekutenga madrugs acho vanenge vanayo.
And I think ipapo wanga chitaura issue ya addiction, kuti these, as you mentioned earlier, Chichi, some of these young people, they'll be too far in now when things get better, or maybe they find a way to secure reasonable employment, there'll be the issue of addiction. And as Chichi said earlier, there are not that many rehabilitation facilities in Zimbabwe. I spoke earlier to someone from the Civil Liberties and Drug Network, and they were saying that you know, there are so many groups that are handling this issue, like Active Youth Zimbabwe, Civil Liberties and Drug Network, but there are very few rehab centers. So now if you're able to assist a young person, okay, don't do drugs anymore. Now when it comes to them going to get the rehabilitation, I think they mentioned to me there are about three or so. And obviously, it's another issue, they're located in the capital city of Harare, so they're not able to assist people throughout the country.
And now back to Mukoma Mike's point, he says if you know, if you don't have a job and you are doing these drugs with the little money that you get, what's to stop you from even escalating your habit when you have a job and you have more money?
Exactly.
But here's the point. Many drug addicts don't get jobs. Especially in America, you know, they, you most employers do a background check, they do a drug test, and if you are messed up, you're into drugs, you're not going to pass that test.
Say that again, Tunga. I think the kids need to hear that. That's a very important point, Kuti. Most drug addicts.
Okay, young people in Zimbabwe, this is happening even in Zimbabwe with some companies. If you do drugs, you might as well forget about getting a job, because many employers are testing you. They are testing you for drugs before they can hire you. They are doing a background check. If your life is messed up, you are not going to get a job ever. We are fools, like they say in South Africa, it's bonda. Drugs, you know. What I'm saying is, pick up the pieces and, you know, it's never late. It's not easy to quit. That's why we have so many celebrities who have died of substance abuse and, you know, addiction. It's not easy. These people need help. But you know, Avaki Zanani was saying earlier, there are not so many rehabilitation centers in Zimbabwe, which is a big problem. My point really is, you know, quit drugs. They are not good for you. They are not good for your health. They are not good for your family. Chiana lako, uzafuizi ponda, agulunganga, ukusebenzisa izidakamizwa.
Reverend Sibanda, and Tunga was preaching there, but let's come to you on that issue. You know, because there are long-term effects of drug use. How can, you know, community leaders like yourself really help to combat this issue? Because looking forward, if young people continue their drug use in the future, things will continue to be tight.
I think that what is important to realize is that, like what we've been doing, we need a collaborative effort in the communities between the police, the schools, the parents, as well as with church leaders like ourselves. So the key issue first is the parent, the home, where this child comes from. And unfortunately, some of them are coming from dysfunctional families. These are families where probably they are being looked, under a single mother as the only parent. Maybe the father is away, or the father himself is an alcoholic. So therefore, the child has got challenges already. And this is where we need every church to become a rehab center. I think that overseas people have got the luxury to go to where they can pay, but I believe every local church can literally provide that service. If the pastor is well-trained, if the, you know, the church cares for the community, they should be able to do that. And then the other issue is, of course, I guess we need to involve the youth themselves. We need to be able to understand where they are coming from. And like what our listeners have been saying here, that most of our young people are frustrated. They've got degrees, they've finished college, but they do not have jobs. Some of them are still at school, but because of the economic situation, they eventually get forced out of school. Parents cannot pay their fees. So what do? They spend time in the streets, they get into bad company, and they end up engaging in drugs. And some of our young girls end up engaging in prostitution to maintain themselves. And some of the people who control these prostitution rings are likely to be able to encourage them to be involved in drugs, to take drugs. So I think that we need a multi-sectoral approach where we are able to assist these young people to salvage them out of their challenges. Police have got also community-friendly units and children-friendly and youth-friendly units that are able to, I think, work effectively within the different communities that we've got. Also, I've realized that people who are in deprived communities also have challenges and can become prone. But also, people within wealthy families can become prone to drugs because they will have so much money. Like I was explaining, children who have got parents in the diaspora are given so much money every month. And what do? They get into drugs because they have no use for that money. So I think this needs to be a community action. You know, in Zulu and in Ndebele, we say that, you know, the community itself is the parent for that child. You know, and For us, I remember when we grew up, the neighbors, if they saw me doing something that is bad, the parent there had authority, whether it's the mother or the father or the auntie, had authority to discipline me. We need to go back to that kind of community spirit and community cohesion so that we can correct our kids.
Siyabonga mfundisi qhubeka ubambile khona pho silo mlaleli kwele South Africa umnumzana Peter angazi Peter uyakhuluma kumbe unotaura
Unotaura mkoma
okay kurise ku John uku
ku John andizozo tungo kiya
anditika aiwa kwakanaka pindai muchirongwa mkoma wangu
Koma ndi kutora chokwadi chiripo ka. Ini ndakakurira muHarare. Ndaimbotamba nama street kids, iwa vanoputa madrugs yavo. Mai ndakazoona kuti upenyu wekuputa madrugs azvina, hazvibatsire. Asi chanda zonyenya kuongorora vanhu vakusvikira kuputa madrugs aya. Namo nekutambura nekushaudza kuti vanotangira papi. Ndakavabvunza zi vana vandima city kids avabereki ndingapasisina hurumende ndiyo inokanganisa chinhu vanhu yaifanira kuti vora achibata vana ivavaya avamboramba kutaura navo zvino hurumende haina kea haina basa nevana ivavo yaivavatora vagara navo avapa mabasa kuvadzidzisa madrugs kuzoputa ka ninga vatoshayiwa kutambura kwevana ivavo zvino hurumende haana basa nazvezvi mungatarisa kana mungasvika muzimbabwe kana zvezvino muchisvika kune vaya vanhu vasingaoni mapofu aya hallo
tiripo mukoma
mapofu asingaoni aya zvezvino ari kupemba pema kufamba mustreet ende vanhu vacho vapa mari mapureti mime masizikidzi rekusvika kutora mari yacho iyoyo zvino zvino vangwara mai ndakati chiende kuHarare zvezvino ichibva kusouth africa ndabvandabva ndakanda mari ino kwana masiri vanokwana kuti $2 vabva vaziva kuti $2 vabva vatora vanotaia ndabva ndavabvunza ndati ko chito chikuita kuti mutore mari chii zanzaiwa kune masiti kids vana anobhema madrugs ava havana unhu chichichi ndiva kutorera mari dzedu zvino hurumende zvino chandikuona situation kuti imire nyaya madrugs ka hurumende yavafanira kutotora vanhu ivava kuvasunga kugara navo pasi kuvadzidzisa zvakanaka kuti varegedze kuputa madrugs yavo nokuti vana vaya havana vabereki
gore rapfuura mukoma Peter kwakasungwa vanhu vanodarika 5000 asi vachiri kumashandisa madrugs acho nanhasi
ehe ani mukuona tedze iripo problem iripo pavana ivava kushandisa nanhasi vayavaya kune munoziva kuti kana munhu vanotengesa madrugs chaiwo vari kutengesa mustreet mazviona nenyaya yekuti hanzi kana ungangotora drugs ire ungarimwaka unokanganwa namo dzose ninga uchingonakiri wachiita se asi iproblem hurumende neiwo futi wari kutodhizwa mapurisa acho kutovapa mari kuti musatisunge zvino nyaya iripo nokuti zimbabwe situation iripo ka yakatoomesesa nokuti musouth africa ndirimo zvezvinhu ndi truck driver kashoma kuona vanhu vanoputa madrugs kubhema kutotora madrugs echimwa madrugs akaita seao hurumende yacho zvino zviyatoneta vazi regai vazviurai vana ivavaa hakusi kuti achivasiya kuzvira kutouraya future yavana upenyu wemuzimbabwe vana vacho vana vaivai ndiyo future yacho yete yatakamirira zvino isi ivo kuti taneta navo ndavasunga havasi kuregedza zvino kana ndimionai baba ndingati imi muri baba imi imba nyoka yapinda mumba munopisa imba here kana kuti munouraya nyoka unouraya nyoka pi zvino vana ava havanetse vangavabvunza kuti madrugs mukumaona kupi achavaudza kuti madrugs ari kumaona kupi then ofeya kune macio kuna macid osunga vanhu vayavai
ko mukoma Pira ndimbobvunza mbvunzo wekupedzisira nemi bosta akuvhara chirongwa mataura inimi kuti mambotamba ne makakurira kuHarare muchitamba nemastreet kids ko makamboshandisawo madrugs acho here
ini ndakamboti ndapuwawandipa ndidi ndabva ndati ndainwa ndabva ndarutsa Saka watanga wangi seka chiti, ah, uri mbaranzi, unorutsa zvinhu nakanaza, ah, ah. Azvienderani neropa rangu, ndabva ndangosiyana nawo.
Saka makanga mapuwa chii ipapo?
Nda, mati?
Makanga mapuwa chii?
Pane mapritsi madiki so, zvekuti mbanje ndakaiona, mbanje yabvendeenda pandaunzi ya mbanje handiri kuiona kana chain smoke handidi. So madrugs aya manje, mapritsi aya, aibva kuZambia, kusaisaidi kuZambia. So wachitengesa, wamama waiputa muona guru inonamabhasikoro iyayi. Ndeimwe futi guru anoisa muplastic, oipeta, otora mweya wacho uchifema, kusvikira munhu adhakwa achaziva zvekuita. Zvino vana vazhinji zvino muZimbabwe kuti vatenge guru iyi haachatenderwi kuti atenge. Vanotenga vanhu vakuru, vachitenga vanhu vakuru vakunotengesera vana ivavayo futi. Masiti kids achikumbira mari, anokumbira achivapa mari, vanzi vana vari kutambura. Isati kuti achinotenga chikafu, vakunotenga futi chii? Guru iyi iri kutengesa nevanhu vakuru futi. Ukuzviona? Apa zvinhu zvacho zviri kutonetsa mukoma kuno. Zvitori nedai mapurisa watomira kutosunga zvachiva kusunga zvachose kuti kana taonewa munhu ane mbanje, taona munhu ane guru, taona munhu anotengesa ningi mapurisa aya, zvaigona kutana nuti apa zviri kutonetsa. Nyika ichiri kutongondomoka kuitoenda kumavere zvachose.
Aiwa, mataura tinotenda mukoma Peter, mudzoke muchirongwa.
Okay,
mnumzana Peter, ukhulumile uthi yena wake waqhutshelwa okunye ongamaphilisi ngama-street kids eHarare. Bathi awuzame lapha ndoda, kuthiwa ngazama, hey ngahlanza bathi abaranzi, ibaranzi isithutha, kuthiwa hayi isithutha lesi njaninjani, usidlalisele iinto zethu. But uyakhuluma uthi hhayi uhulumente kumele thatha amanyathelo aqinileyo kulwiswane la lolu daba. And that brings us towards the end of our show. We have a few minutes remaining.
And just to commend Nkoma Peter Wataura, we appreciate that personal account, because I think sometimes when we discuss my issues like Adai, people are not open about their own personal experiences. But he's saying that, you know, once upon a time he gave it a try, whether due to peer pressure or whatever, but he did it and he said to himself, this is not what I want to do. It's not what I'm interested in. But now if you share that story to a young youth, they might say, you know what, I don't have to do the drugs if my friends are doing it, whoever I'm around is doing it. So I thank you there to Mkoma Peter for his personal account. And Tunga, we're wrapping up here.
Give us your last words in brief.
I'd like to say what the pastor reverend was saying, and I'd like to encourage that all the young people who are listening, that get involved in programs that your churches, your schools are doing to win other youths, and also get help, get rehab, go to rehab, go and get help, talk to someone about what you're going through. If you have found yourself that you're addicted, then tell someone about it and get the help you need straight away.
Indeed. Dube, you have 30 seconds to give us your last word. Hello, Bagizanani? I'm sure Bagizanani is no longer here, but Reverend Spanda, you have 30 seconds to say your last word.
Well, I want to say to the young people, you can get out of that problem. You don't need to die in drugs. You can get out of it. Thank you.
Thank you there. Nice and short from the Reverend. You can get out of that problem, young people.
Indeed. Like I was saying earlier, and the Reverend says, peer pressure is out of the question. Really, the fact that your friends are doing stuff, bad stuff, should not be justification for you to do the same.
Of course, Antunga, there's so many programs out there. So thank you to Bakidanani Dube with Active Youth as a Zimbabwe. Thank you to Reverend Hussein Sibanda for joining us. And for any young people out there, if you have any questions, need any help, you can send us a message by WhatsApp here, Studio 7. We can help point you to the right direction. Thank you, Chioniso Jani, for joining us today. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tunga Milinkomo. Please join us again on Tuesday next week. Good night, Zimbabwe.